a lot of people just can't comprehend maybe the devastation and destruction of Fiona from over the weekend.
And as hard as it has been for us in central and northern Nova Scotia, the rest of the province, PEI, Newfoundland, some devastating damage, you know, loss of life as well. And Sharon is a hygienist who used to live in Portobasque, and she's been finding it really difficult watching the news coverage of what's been happening in her hometown.
Portobasque, Newfoundland is my home. I have been in touch with a lot of people that still live there. It's pretty dire. Yeah. It's tough. It's tough watching, hearing the stories and seeing the personal photos that I'm getting that probably aren't out there, right, on social media.
Yeah.
It's not a great situation, that is for sure. Yeah. And when you're watching the news and you know exactly where in the community that is and what families live there, that's not easy.
Can't even imagine what Sharon is going through.
No, and I think a lot of us can relate because, you know, a lot of us can relate because we have people who may be in the harder hit areas, you know, families in Cape Breton, or maybe you live outside of the Truro area and your family's been devastated. And it's really hard when you can't be there as well to comfort the people that you grew up with and to see how hard it's hitting them.
Go to purecountry995.ca and click audio to hear more.